Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Big Money in Franchising Scaling. Your Enterprise in the Era of Private Equity by Alicia Miller is a business and finance guide focused on how private equity is reshaping modern. What happened in franchising? Rather than treating franchising as a purely small business pathway, the book examines how franchise brands and multi-unit operators increasingly operate inside capital markets logic, where enterprise value, exit options, and professionalized growth systems drive decision-making. Miller, a franchise investor and advisor who works at the intersection of franchising and private capital, aims to demystify how private equity firms evaluate franchise businesses and what that means for founders, franchisers, and franchisees. Drawing on interviews and real-world examples, the book explains private equity motivations, common growth playbooks, and the practical trade-offs that come with accelerated scaling. A recurring purpose is to help readers become more informed counterparties, whether they are seeking capital, buying into a PE-backed system, or preparing for a sale. It is positioned as a clear, applied roadmap for navigating the private capital era without losing sight of unit economics and operational fundamentals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how private equity changes the franchising landscape. A central theme is that franchising has shifted from being dominated by independent, single-entity franchisers to a landscape where many brands are owned, recapitalized, or influenced by private equity. The book frames this as more than an ownership change, but something it affects growth expectations, reporting discipline, governance, and the time horizon for strategic choices. Miller explains why the franchise model attracts investors, including its systems orientation and the appeal of scalable unit expansion when the underlying economics work. At the same time, she emphasizes that PE involvement can make a franchise system feel less like a lifestyle business ecosystem and more like an enterprise building machine, with sharper focus on metrics, incentives, and transaction readiness. The reader is encouraged to understand the incentives that private equity brings to the table, including the desire to accelerate growth and later monetize value through a future sale. This context helps franchisers and franchisees interpret decisions made at the brand level, anticipate how priorities may shift after an investment, and judge whether their own goals align with a PE-influenced trajectory. Secondly, the private equity playbook in franchising and what it demands operationally. Miller walks readers through recurring strategies private equity firms use when investing in franchise businesses, focusing on how value is created through repeatable systems. Bucket. The book highlights that PE is drawn to models that can be standardized, measured, and scaled, which makes franchising a natural fit but also raises the bar on execution. Readers learn to look beyond brand buzz and focus on fundamentals like unit-level performance, the strength of the operating model, and the capacity of the organization to support expansion. The discussion connects growth ambitions to practical requirements disciplined franchise development, field support that keeps pace with openings, and operating standards that preserve the brand promise. The playbook mindset also brings a bias toward professionalization, such as stronger management processes and a clearer approach to performance tracking. Importantly, the book does not present these methods as universally positive or negative. Instead, it treats them as tools that can amplify results, rewarding well-built systems while exposing weak economics or fragile operations. The takeaway is that scalable growth is earned through operational readiness, not announced through financing. Thirdly, due diligence, selection criteria, and becoming a smarter counterparty. Another major topic is how private equity evaluates franchise opportunities and how franchise stakeholders can prepare for that scrutiny. Miller outlines the kinds of questions investors and advisors typically ask, including what drives performance at the unit level, how durable the model is across markets, and whether growth is supported by evidence rather than optimism. This perspective is valuable not only for founders raising capital, but also for franchisees deciding whether to join or expand within a PE-backed system. The book emphasizes that understanding the investor process reduces information asymmetry and helps stakeholders negotiate from a position of clarity. Miller also addresses the practical need for vetting partners, encouraging readers to look at incentives, track records, and the alignment between growth plans and the operational realities of franchisees. By framing diligence as a two-way process, the book supports more resilient deal-making and fewer surprises after capital arrives. The reader comes away with a structured way to think about fit between capital and brand, between promise scale and support capacity, and between short-term acceleration and long-term brand health. Fourthly, building enterprise value and the profit ladder framework. The book introduces the idea of building enterprise value in a staged way, including a framework Miller calls the profit ladder. In broad terms, The framework helps readers think about how franchise businesses can progress from earlier stages of proving unit economics and operational repeatability to later stages where scale, systems, and governance support higher valuations. This topic is especially relevant for founders and executive teams because it reframes growth as a sequence of value-building milestones rather than a simple race to open. Locations. The focus is on what investors pay for reliable performance drivers, clear economics, and an organization that can scale without breaking. For franchisees, the enterprise value lens clarifies why certain brand initiatives may prioritize standardization, data visibility, or stronger controls. Miller uses interviews and examples to show how value creation can be intentional and how missteps can stall progress up the ladder. The practical benefit of the framework is that it gives operators and owners a way to diagnose their current stage, identify what must be strengthened next, and connect everyday execution to long-term outcomes such as recapitalizations or exits. Lastly, benefits, risks, and the possibility of value destruction. Miller takes a balanced approach to private equity, emphasizing that PE can accelerate strong concepts while also creating real risk if the underlying model is not ready for pressure. The book discusses how private equity can bring capital, expertise, and a growth orientation that helps brands professionalize and expand. However, it also acknowledges that outcomes are mixed and that value destruction can occur, particularly when growth outpaces operational capacity or when incentives push decisions that weaken unit economics and franchisee health. This topic is essential because it prevents readers from treating PE as automatically good or automatically harmful. Instead, the book encourages a more analytical view of what conditions make PE a force multiplier and what conditions make it a destabilizer. By pointing to real-world examples and lessons, Miller underscores that franchising depends on alignment across the system and that investor expectations must be matched with durable support and performance. For franchisees, the risks can show up in changing priorities, cost structures, or support models. For franchisers, the risks show up in brand erosion and growth that cannot be sustained. In conclusion, big money in franchising is best suited for franchisor founders and executives who are considering outside capital. Franchisees and multi-unit operators evaluating expansion in PE influence systems, and advisors who need a clear view of how capital markets thinking intersects with franchise operations. Readers benefit most if they want practical mental models for interpreting private equity behavior rather than a purely theoretical description of finance. The book offers a way to connect enterprise value concepts to the on-the-ground realities of franchising, including unit economics, support infrastructure, and system-wide alignment. Its interviews and real-world examples help translate abstract investment logic into decisions that franchise stakeholders actually face, such as whether a growth plan is realistic, what questions to ask in due diligence, and how to judge partner fit. Compared with many franchising books that focus on the basics of buying a franchise or launching a franchise system, this one stands out by treating franchising as an arena increasingly shaped by sophisticated investors and repeatable deal patterns. It fills a niche between franchise operations guidance and private equity primers, helping readers make informed choices in an era when private capital is often part of the franchise story. If you would like to support Alicia Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.